of Celebration Tabernacle Church, president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome this morning to
Make Your Day Count.
How are you guys doing out there? I hope you are doing awesome and this Friday morning, and that your desire today is to go out and do some good today.
Yes.
Making your day count. Pastor Dye.
Yes, today we will be teaching on a true servant teaches the good fight of faith. As this week we are honoring Pastor Kim Beckford and her life of service onto the kingdom, to the community, to her family, the foundation that she has laid here in Cocoa. And we want to invite you to join us tomorrow for the Celebration of Life, Saturday, August 24th at 11 a.m. at New Life Christian Fellowship in Titusville, with the repast immediately following at Celebration Tabernacle Church. The repast is going to be catered, and it's going to be another time of celebration, because we know Pastor Kim loved to have fun. Anytime we were planning anything for the church, she said, now we got to make sure that it's going to be fun.
That's exactly right. And this morning, I want you to talk a little bit as we end the week here on this topic, that a true servant teaches the good fight of faith. And when you come to Celebration Tabernacle Church, how Pastor Kim's life impacted you?
Yes, well, the first thing I remember when I just first came, well, how I first came to Celebration Tabernacle Church is, one, they've been in ministry for a while, but they didn't have an actual location. And when they got a permanent location at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, which is right in the community where I live, I had got a letter in the mail. And at that time in my life, I was kind of looking for a church, but I wasn't so eager to find a church. I knew that I had to take a turn in the direction of my life, but I didn't really want to surrender my life. So I was kind of at that in-between place. And I had got a letter in the mail, and the letter just talked about Celebration Tabernacle and that they were coming to my community, that they were going to be opening in January of that year.
Yeah.
And I just, it was the Holy Spirit, which I didn't give any credit to at that time, but said to me, that's it. When that opens, you're going. So I just remember when I looked at the letter, I saw it, and there was just that voice, or that inner voice,
yeah,
that said, when that opens, you're going. So I remember I folded up the letter and I just set it on the counter. So when they opened up, when the date came, I went. And at that time, I was a single mother. I had a 9-year-old daughter, and we went. And Pastor Kim, as she greeted the church, she said, you are here on divine
assignment.
That was her greeting to the church. And I just continued to come. My victory was in continuing to come. There wasn't anything special. It was just continuing to come, pushing past the circumstances and continuing to come, and to continually be encouraged by the Word of God and the testimonies of other people. And just going through and just hearing the word, and the encouragement of the doing the word, and it bringing change. And then seeing how Pastor Kim herself had testified about different things that took place in her life, and how just the doing of the word, it brought forth change, and standing on the word, just continual coming. She would say, give it 4 weeks. Just keep coming. And that's it. That's the only, there's no prerequisite. Just come. Just come. Don't worry about anything else. Just get into the house. And she would share her own testimonies about when she was going through things in her life, where she just, if she could just get through the door. Yes. Of her church that she went to at the time, where she was a member. She wasn't a pastor yet. Yeah. And she was just, her and pastor were about to meet, hadn't even met yet. And she would just say, there were so many times where if she could just get into the door, So that word of encouragement, that reality of how the word works, that we need to just be under the word, because the word has the power. Yeah. And until the end, she held on to the word.
Yes.
The word
of faith. I know. On Friday, our last word to me, Pastor Dai, Thursday morning, I was speaking at a conference, and I called back the house to pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
I was praying for her. And this was the three times he says, the word is a must.
The word is a must. Yep.
And she says, the word is a must. The word is a must. There's nothing outside of the word. She died with the word.
Yes. Do you want to share the word that you guys received on that Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. That was Hebrews chapter 11, verse 12 through 16. I'll read it, and then Pastor will talk about it. Therefore, from one man and him as good as dead were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand by which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had came out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
And that's where she ended her life. She concluded her life when the Holy Spirit of God gave her and me that word. And that's why I can do this program.
Yes.
Because God had already spoken to us and told us what it is. This is the conclusion. Don't worry. We come out of the line of Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. And because we are the seed of Abraham, those from that line of faith of Abraham die in faith, not seeing the promise. So she was at peace now that she had already seen what Coke was supposed to look like, what Coke was supposed to be like. She had already seen it. She had already seen the vision. She had already lived the plan, the architectural plan of the development on Dixon Boulevard. She sees it afar off.
Yes.
And she dying in faith saying, the word is a must.
Yes.
She says, the word is a must. Three times we say that word together. The word of God is a must. Not maybe. The word is a must. And as she leaves this world because she seek a homeland that is far surpassed the earth realm, a better country. God was not ashamed to call her my daughter.
Yes.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy that she worked for 23 years. 23 relentless years. Never give herself a break. Because we don't really take vacation. We go on ministry. We go out to minister. And within it, we find time. But every time we go overseas, we do a lot of ministry over there. And we have fun.
Yes.
We got real fun. but it's fun. We have fun. We have time. We spend time for ourselves in this country. We go away and have some fun. But at the same time, we balance it with ministry.
Yes.
We find time to have a lot of fun. She lived a good life. She lived a life of fulfillment.
Yes.
It wasn't all ministry and no fun. Because, you know, that girl, you know, she's a girl that will enjoy herself. Like my kids always says, they say, Mom is classy.
Yep. Yep.
They always says, man, she's a diva. She's classy.
Stunning, yeah. Stunning.
But that was who she is. And I celebrate her life.
Yes.
I celebrate all that she has done and the impartation in your life that she could hand off the continuation of her work and place it in your hand, which is a big mantle, but she knows that God is able.
Yes.
Because she had already laid hands in you many years ago
and pray and ordain you to be a minister and to continue the work of God, not knowing that this day was going to come.
Yes.
That this day was coming when you have to carry on the mantle. And I talk about it with my pastor. He was talking to me yesterday. We were out for lunch, Diane, and I'm telling him about you. He says, who in the church? It says, Pastor Diane Robinson. She has been groomed for that work. God has chosen her. The mantle passed to her. And God has anointed her. And Pastor Kim went into glory. Know that. Understand that. That you have everything within you to continue the vision and the call of God up there in Cocoa. Because we're all Cocoa, brother.
And then when we were talking on Wednesday, a true servant creates opportunities for others to succeed. She truly did that, because there would be times she would say, okay, now you're going to start doing that.
Yeah.
And she would hand different things over, things that she was well capable and excellent at. No, but now it's your turn. You're going to do that, creating opportunities for others to succeed.
Succeed. And it reminds me of Moses and Joshua. And when Moses died, in Joshua chapter 1, Joshua sit down just bawling.
Yes.
Uncontrollable. And then God came to Joshua and said, Joshua, Moses is dead. Come on.
There's more work to be done.
There's more work to be done. Stop the crying, Joshua. Moses not coming back. So it doesn't matter what we do this morning. And like we say, we got to balance it. I just want to give a big shout out to Pastor Dan Stahlbaum of East Coast Christian Center, who spoke a word in my life this week. My brother, I love you dearly. Pastor Dan told me, Pastor, you just find a balance between grief and joy.
Yes.
And we got to find it. And that's exactly what God was saying to Moses, to Joshua. Joshua, okay, you crying out. You got to continue the work.
Yes.
That Moses did. So I have been crying and crying. Oh, boo. Oh, she's gone. Because we do things. You know that.
Yeah.
We don't do things by, I don't do by myself.
Inseparable.
Inseparable. But I heard that word. She ain't coming back.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of work for me to do.
Yes. Until you meet again.
Until we meet again. So I thank you all for praying for me. Big shout out again to Pastor Dan Stahlbaum, to Larry Linkus, to Sean Ferguson, Jarvis Wash, Bishop Myrtle Clark, Bishop Garden, and a whole host of pastors that I can't call all their names. Big shout out to you all, guys. We love each other. We're a big family in Brevard County. And see you tomorrow.
Saturday, 11 a.m.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. With Pastor Dan Stahlbaum of East Coast Christian Center, Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Breath, a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Oh my gosh, right? I mean, it's funny in life. We get really fired up. We're going into the school year. And I got a lot of students, a lot of teachers here at this church, like, come on, we're going in the school year. We're going to do